Welcome to Go Deeper, Wyndham Art Gallery's podcast channel, part of our Go Deeper program that provides an in-depth look at each of our exhibitions. Today you are tuning in to an abridged recording of the Futurism Artists in Conversation featuring exhibiting artists Gideon Wollonja and co-curator Wani.
Wominjuka. My name is Larry Walsh, or Uncle Larry Walsh. I'm an elder of the Tunnerong people, and we at the city of Wyndham and Wyndham Art Gallery. We'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, the Kulin Nations, and we pay our respects to their ancestors, and we pay our respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. And we also pay our respect that their sovereignty was never ceded.
I grew up being very quiet and very shy, so I'm like that type of person who's like always in their head. And so creating art that's like very bold and like kind of just the work that's pretty much out there, not the norm, is my way of like communicating and like my way of finding freedom and a way of expressing sides of me that I'm sometimes not able to use words for or even just like, you know, fully present to the world. So it's like, okay, this is what I'm not able to say with words, I'm gonna put into my Every time I start working on a project, I'm always talking to my younger self, that 10-year-old boy who was confused and who was unsure and who didn't know where he belonged. That's who I create work for, because I'm like, those little boys exist in the world. And like, you know, sometimes, and I know, even being an adult myself now, representation is such a rare thing to find, people that I can relate to, or characters, or even just artwork that I can relate to and be like, okay, I see myself in that. So I think it's very important for me, like, to just create work that represents that little 10-year-old boy that I was, and hoping another 10-year-old boy somewhere would see that and be like, okay, this gives me permission to be myself and helps me understand who I am a little bit more. I guess for me, it's just never been like even a question in itself. I've always just wanting to put myself into my work, or putting the people around me into my work, or the world that I grew up around. And so that to me is what futurism is, or like what my understanding of futurism is. What can I see in front of me? What's here right now? And how can I advance that, and how can I enhance that into my work, whether it's fashion, whether it's writing, whether it's acting? Just always the center of my work is always, it sounds selfish, but I'm always centering myself in that, and hopefully within that other people can find themselves in the work. So that's, I don't know if that answered the question, but that's kind of the angle that I come from in terms of like self-representation into my work. I do find that to be quite crucial, because the only thing that I have that's different from everyone else is my perspective. No one else has that, and that's what makes everyone's work unique, because as soon as you bring your own perspective into your work, it shifts and it changes, and you know, it takes it to that next level. I guess that's always been my drive, especially being someone who exists within different identities. I'm queer, I'm black, and so within those different identities, there's different perspectives within that. When I walk out into the world, if I present as more masculine, you know, people find that threatening sometimes. If I present as more queer, feminine, people find that threatening as well. So it's like, you just have to find the balance within yourself and be like, okay, this is where I'm at, this is who I am, and this is what I'm comfortable with, I guess, in a sense. And that's just been always something that I've always felt the need to present or put into my work as well. I do not shy away from femininity. I do embrace my feminine side just as much as I embrace my more masculine side. Two things are combined, I promise you, it's the most magical and freeing thing you can experience, and it's the best place to be, I reckon. I can't see my life being any other way, myself being any other way. What excites me about the idea of futurism, right, is it's a place that's not so black and white. It's a place where, you know, you can exist and you can be whoever you want to be. You can do, you know, whatever you want to be, do, as long as it's not harming anyone else, you know. Find your own freedom and find your own self. And that's kind of what that's definitely how I see futurism, and how my understanding of it has come to be is, you know, a place where we embrace people for who they are, exactly who they are, and, like, you know, having the freedom to just to do that and to create yourself and to reinvent yourself as well. It's quite exciting. I do find that to be a really exciting thing. So in terms of, like, what I want people to get out of it, I want people to find freedom within my work, right? To see it and be like, oh, okay, this is another perspective that I've never thought to look at it at. This is how, so men can dress this way, men can do that, and still be men. It doesn't reduce you, it doesn't, you know, make you any less of a man just because you're in a dress, or make you less of a man just because you have flowers in your hair, and you're not into the more masculine stereotypes of what a man is. So that's what I just want my work to be, to basically show people a different side and show people what can be, in terms of, like, how we understand masculinity, and in terms of how we understand the complexity of blackness. For me, particularly with this work, I've really just wanted to create some sort of love letter to queer boys and to just black boys in general, and be like, you know what, your maleness and your boyness doesn't end here. This is what's been presented to you, but this is also what it can be, right? And this is what it can look like. That's kind of what the idea behind it is. But yeah, I'm getting to a place where I'm learning to just, like, once I put my work out there, just let it go and let it be whatever it's gonna be. But yeah, I'm gonna say I'm both excited and nervous at the same time. But yeah, it was a really fun shoot to work on. So I do hope people see the images and be like, okay,